Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
First of all, this is not Griff, this is Lee, and I apologize for the throat clearing. Things are going crazy here right now. This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. One of the best things about eBay is that you can do well by doing good. Proud Dallas eBabe Laura Lee Lindholm is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Heart of Ethiopia, which is also the name of the nonprofit organization that her sales supports. Laura Lee, how does it feel to be the Shine Awards winner in the charitable business category?
When I was young, I used to watch Queen for a Day. And
that's me too.
How I felt at the eBay convention.
Oh, that's great. I can understand that. There you were. I mean, and you had no idea that you were going to win. I mean, before that you knew, right? I mean, they flew you to Vegas.
I knew I was a finalist, which was fabulous all in itself, to get that free trip to Vegas and the eBay convention, and all that was wonderful. So I knew I got that far, but I didn't know if I would be the category winner.
Now, Laura Lee, now what exactly is the focus of your charity, Heart for Ethiopia?
We do education in Ethiopia. It's through the churches, and they have kindergartens for children who've never gotten to go to school. This is in the countryside, and they can be from 5 to 12. And they have to learn their 256-letter alphabet that looks like Chinese.
Oh, my goodness.
Not Chinese, though.
Yeah.
And know simple numbers and things before they can enter public school. So big kids go to kindergarten and get their start in education.
Oh,
and then
my.
In the same classrooms, they teach the parents, usually the mothers, how to read. And they're excited because then they can read a Bible. So, and we also do well drilling and other micro industry where they get small loans to begin businesses so they can support themselves. So it's a variety of community development projects.
How did you get interested in the people of Ethiopia?
We went 40 years ago as missionaries to the mountains of Ethiopia as part of a community development team. And my husband taught rug weaving, and we had a doctor and a veterinarian, and we were out there helping the people. And so when we came home, for personal reasons, 30 years ago, our hearts were still in Ethiopia. And when I retired from teaching, then we said, let's go back and see if we can help. And that's when we started Heart for Ethiopia.
Well, when did you get started on eBay?
10 years ago. We celebrated our 10th anniversary with a big party last week.
Now, Laura Lee, how did these two things come together? I mean, what a wonderful thing to go and help these kids over there and the families and stuff. But how did eBay and your charity, how did it come together?
I'm a garage sale person. Because we were missionaries, every single time we came home to live for a year, we went to garage sales and bought stuff and then went and then had a garage sale and sold it all and went back again for another 3 years. So after eBay got started, our son kept saying, Mom, you'd love eBay. And I didn't take him up on it for a while. But when I did, I found a few things around the house to sell, and that was fun. So I sold some more. And then one trip my husband had to stay to learn how to drill wells for an extra month. And I had my dad living with us here so I couldn't go be there all the time. And so I put some shelves in the hall, and somebody donated some books, and then they donated some more, and pretty soon we have 48 bookcases in our house now.
Woohoo!
And that's
about wonderful.
All it'll
hold. So what do you think makes your store unique?
Well, we don't have any employees. We're all volunteers. I'm a volunteer, and volunteers come every day and ship, and we specialize in National Geographic maps, and ladies examine those and erase and tape or do whatever they need to if they're not perfect, and ship and haul and go with us to get them from estate sales. And so we're a volunteer organization all the way.
So, Tim, I can see the light bulb went over your head. No, you cannot do that because you're a profit company. You cannot make people work as volunteers. But it's a great idea. But in your situation, you can, of course.
No, Laura Lee,
because it's in our house and we have a pretty yard with flowers and birds and hummingbirds at the windows and everything, that it's a nice place to come. Everybody has fun.
Yeah. Now, Laura Lee, I take it most of your volunteers are from church. Is that right?
They are, but not all from our church.
Right. Yeah. Cause people have hearts. You know, I'm in the same boat with you. I'm in church and you do good things. And I think it's just a wonderful thing that this is happening. Same thing with the wells and all this stuff. You're helping the people so much. So my goodness, I thank you. Thank you so, so much for doing that.
And we stopped and took account for our 10th anniversary, and we have sent over $500,000 to Ethiopia.
Oh my goodness.
And in the last 3 months, 1,000 things sold for a dollar.
Wow.
So, you know, it's amazing that stuff at a dollar can add up to $500,000.
Yeah.
What are your dreams for the future, Laura Lee?
Well, at this point, our house is not going to get bigger, and we cannot add any more anything. But at our board meeting, we voted to look for people who wanted to sell for us, and they have to list and ship. If they're around in this area, I'll train them, and I can even do it by phone or email. They set up their own store, and if they're around here, we'll give them books and things to list, and they can have half the proceeds. So that's our current idea of how we can expand past this house to some more houses.
That is a great idea. So you would split the profits 50-50.
That's right.
Wow.
And
well,
and because it's their own store, if they have their own stuff to list, they can do that too. But what we give them or what they want to donate, then they can choose that option.
Well, Laura Lee, you're speaking to about 40,000 people right now, so I think that would be a good thing. You might get some people to do that. I think that's just a wonderful thing.
The month of the voting in which we contacted everybody who'd ever bought from us in the last 3 months.
Of course you did.
All of our wide network of missionary friends and so on. During that month, we got $1,300 in donations from other people's sales.
Wow.
So that was amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
Any advice for other eBayers?
In eBay, the main thing, and I know when I buy things, is good pictures and full disclosure. As long as you know exactly what you're getting, you'll be happy with it when you get it. You don't want any surprises. So we try to really provide enough pictures and good enough description at a good price that makes it attractive.
That sounds good. You know, that reminds me of Benjamin Franklin once said, honesty is the best policy. I think we're right on the same track. What do you want to cover? Don't cover anything up. Just tell the customer, this is it. Take really good pictures. This is wrong with it. This is wrong with it. And go from there.
So are you both retired now, so to speak?
We are.
So to speak.
I can't tell you how many hours a week we work.
No, that's why I said so to speak.
After I retired that we returned to Ethiopia to see if we could find any old friends. And the first people we met said, we thought you were dead.
Oh, my goodness.
We're not dead.
Oh, you're not dead, that's for sure. You're going to town.
So because we...
So they call us Mom and Pop now. And we have so many wonderful friends in Ethiopia and really see such good things happening.
Well, you know, you won the Shine Award. So obviously, other people realize the good that you guys do. I think it's fantastic. I mean, a lot of people, when they retire, they're thinking about traveling the world and having fun. And it sounds to me like your charitable business is fun for you.
It is. It is fun. And our 1 minute video that they did, they captured that fun of all the volunteers laughing and having a good time together.
You know, Laura, I saw that video up there and it was really inspiring and heartfelt and touching. It was just wonderful. Oh my goodness. What a blessing you are to all these people.
Do you have children?
We do. And our children are all remarkable too.
I'm sure.
One's in Costa Rica and one is a doctor on an Indian reservation and works at a hospital.
Oh my goodness.
So they're all out there to help humanity. You've done good job, Laura Lee. You should be very proud.
And one thing is people, when they see this massive house full of books, they say, how long can you do this? What are you going to do next? Whatever. And I'm not worried about that. Whatever happens, happens. I can do it now. And you should live for the day.
So does your church help you?
Oh, yes. I mean, a lot of our volunteers are from our church, and I can make announcements for our church and our party. We invited the whole church to come. And so, yes, they certainly pray.
So yeah. Did you apply for this, the Shine Awards winner? Were you the one who filled out
I did. I wrote the essay.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you had no idea.
No, that I would win. But yeah. I said it's a win-win. It's a win for the people who donate the books in the first place. They feel good. Oh, yay, rather than throwing them in the trash. And if you've had a garage sale and tried to sell books, you know how hard it is.
It's hard to sell books.
Sell them locally. And then it's a win for us when we sell it because we get the money. And then it's a win for the volunteers. They all come and help for something good. And it's a win for the people in Ethiopia. They get, all their programs and help because of it. So everybody, right along the way, you're just patting them all on the back, one after the other.
Well, we're speaking with Laura Lee Lindholm, who's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Heart of Ethiopia. And she was the Shine Award winner in the charitable business category. So what's next for you, Laura Lee?
Well, I don't know. More of the same. Training people to do this in their own home. I think that's the next step is training.
And I think it's a wonderful idea.
Absolutely.
Right. It works very well for your situation since it's a charitable business. Well, listen, we hope that you will listen to eBay Radio. And we hope that you will come on and be a guest once in a while throughout the year and give other eBay sellers some tips. I thank you.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you
I
so
appreciate
much.
Being invited.
Well, you're a doll. Laura Lee, thank you. What a gal. This segment was sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. You're listening to eBay Radio.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management. There are three versions of 6-Bit. Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise. So it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
There's one in every category. That annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a Made in China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile, and you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there's a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Douba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Douba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products. And they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Douba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Douba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Douba.com, D-O-B-A, Douba.com.
listen while you list.